Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We in this thing for a late stream. I won't be holding you guys for very long. Shout out to the fam. Please feel free to hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. And by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. I wanted to kind of cover this thing. It happened several hours ago. Of course, Mike was going off on social media. I wanted to kind of cover it with the family members. I seen it was happening. Shout out to DC and several others that kind of let me know, put me in, kind of made me aware of some things here. So big ups to them guys. We'll go right into it. As Mike Thomas, shout out to Brother Kyle. He did an article on this and about Mike Thomas social media tirade or rant. I don't think I'm going to call it a rant. You know, I know he went off, you know, he made some tweets or whatever you want to call it on X. And he talked about several things, which to me, we talked about this during the entire year when we talked about Derek Carr. He did well toward the back end of the year in terms of finally figuring out to go through his progressions. The main criticism that I had for Derek Carr for this entire summation of the season is that he's lazy in terms of him not fulfilling his progression plate. He doesn't cycle through the plate consistently. When he doesn't do that, he cuts off half the field. And he misses opportunities, then he checks it down lazily. I think a lot of what we've seen, and this is backed up by tape. If you watch the tape game after game, when he struggles a lot of times, not just big breakdowns because the offensive line was not as good as it was supposed to be this year. And a lot of pressure was put on him because the running game wasn't there. But when it comes down to individual players and what they could do to be better, cycling through the progressions was a weak thing. And he got a lot of criticism, not just from myself, but for players on the team. And the coaches would not do anything about it. They would not check his patterns, his behaviors. And this festered and boiled underneath. And when the season was over with, and I told you and I warned you guys, I said, things will come out about what was going on with the team. It happens every year when you see stuff like that. But anyway, let's jump right into it. Y'all hit the like button for me. Shout out to the fam in the building. Mike Thomas is at a point of no return after Sunday's social media rant slamming the Saints offensive strategy. This is from Brother Kyle Mosley. Shout out to you, Saints News Network. Saints all-pro wide receiver goes on social media rant, leaving his future with the team in doubt. So this is some of the tweets that he took pictures of and placed in the article. Well done. To say that Michael Thomas' relationship is beyond repair may be an understatement. In this latest social media rant, Michael Thomas indirectly had quarterback Derek Carr in his crosshairs. And this is some of the tweets. Thomas said, you can see what they said about how Mahomes used his eyes there. So a lot of times talking about seeing the field, you know, and of course we've alluded to this. And like I said, he's not making it up. The tape verifies it. Michael Thomas, it's another one. He says, on top of that, they wasn't even trying to give me the ball, but it's no denying my style of play. It don't age player. You will see. Another tweet says, well, if I didn't get set up by a bad ball, I probably would have had a light little 1,000 yards this year, but could have, should have. I know, I get it, LOL. So, you know, and, you know, we've said this before. I actually use similar verbiage when you watch the throw that got him hurt. And we knew that at the time, like when Carr was throwing his ball, his passes were erratic. We talked about it off of like this guy's passes all over the place. You know, he got, and like I said, I think Dennis Allen, you just, when the guy got slammed down in the Green Bay matchup, you could see his passes wasn't all that prior to that, but it was better. After that, when his shoulder got, whatever happened to his shoulder, you know, issue, And then in that game, of course, he had broken ribs that the Saints lied about all the way until the back end of the season. Let's not forget that is the fact that he was supposedly dealing with all these issues injury wise, and his passes were erratic, to say the least. They were up high or down low or to the side. It was really crazy how erratic his passes is. And Mike Thomas is talking about the pass that was thrown to him, which, you know, the guy kind of get at him and he got hurt in that game. And he never was the same. He never came back ever, but in the rest of the thing, you know, so very terrible. But let's see what some of these, let's go over it. He says, you'll see what they said about Mahomes using his eyes there. Exactly. Next is a shot at the offensive strategy posting. Well, if I didn't get set up by a bad ball, I probably would have had a little light 1,000 yards this year, or coulda, woulda, shoulda. And finally, on top of that, there wasn't even trying to give me the ball, but it's no denying my style of play. It don't age player, you will see. Thomas landed on the injury reserve after sustaining that knee issue or injury in week 10 versus the Vikings. New Orleans had 1 year remaining on his contract with a base of $1.2 million. And then he has the almost $9 million prorated bonus, $2.2 million roster bonus for 2024. Now, the question is, will the Saints be willing to keep their number one wideout or seek a trade partner this offseason? We shall see. A lot of things are going to change. You know, unfortunately, here I think Michael Thomas is tired of the Saints. I think, you know, I sent them a question. I said, you advocated for Derek Carr to be here. So what changed, you know, in terms of between you and Derek Carr? What did you see? You know, what changed? Because he advocated to get Carr here. He wanted Derek Carr here. He went, you know, he talked about bringing Carr here, and it didn't work. Now, of course, I know the answer to that, but I wanted him to comment on that. Say what you mean. Well, say what you're going to say, you know, because we obviously know that we're looking at it. I think we knew that off top that Michael Thomas, this is his last year being here. I think ultimately he's lost faith, and a lot of the Saints players have lost faith in this team. And we've said that you can't have, and listen, this is not just what happened toward the back end of the season when Dennis Allen, his offensive team denied his command to go out there and kneel on the ball. Those guys ran a play, you know, for Jamal Williams against him. And then we, like I'm going to say, how did we learn about that? We learned about that, and we shouldn't even known about that. He came to the press conference, him, Dennis Allen, apologized to Atlanta, which you never supposed to do. I don't care if we're 100% wrong. I'm not offering no apology at all. Call me whatever. I'm not doing it. And then continues and then goes a step further or two steps further by stabbing his team in the back and throwing them under the bus for the sake of apologizing to the Falcons. We should have not known about what happened there. That could have been a little secret here that could have been taken in there. He the one put that out there on Front Street. They did it on their own. So what I'm saying is when you have a guy like that as your head coach, don't expect people that play for real head coaches that have leadership ability, motivational ability, communication ability, that have the intangibles to want to play for a guy like that. You see, you know, and in the unwise words of our general mismanager, Mickey Loomis, they're not going to do that. yeah, yes, indeed. So anyway, the thing about Michael Thomas and his rant through social media, we knew this was a matter of time this was going to happen. They had stuff going on during the season where it was frustrating. And this is another one of the things where you have nowhere to go, and then they start tweeting. Now, of course, they got guys that will be on social media that's going to go at Michael Thomas about this, that, and the third, and talk about him being on social media. But at the same time, let me tell you something, bro. These people are humans, and I'm not making excuses for Mike. Mike knows what he's doing. He has the...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
ability to express himself. He can do it. The issue is, if you go inside the Saints building, it's supposed to be somewhere that you can go to express yourself in terms of the management. Talk to the management, iron it out. These guys don't have that. So if Dennis Allen out there, and I'm like I've been saying, Dennis Allen is, you know, there's a split in a locker room with the team, despite the fact that Mickey's trying to downplay it, Dennis Allen's trying to downplay it. And I think it's a huge mistake for them to consider. And I think Mike Thomas is lost faith with this team. And there are several other players that have lost faith that we'll hear from in weeks to come, days to weeks to come, with trades circulating around the team. I'm going to put this and say this will be really stupid, which would be on par for a general mismanager like Loomis to carry this team forward and attempt to trade people that are not happy with the current head coach. And then you're going to end up having to fire him in anyway when he fails in the third year. Not being negative, I'm just saying, you can't win with somebody like that, bro. You can't do it. You know, it's just not going to happen. And then it's operating all from the wrong energy. It's arrogance operating. Loomis is operating off arrogance anyway and stupidity. So it's not even logical what's going on here. But anyway, about Mike's tweets, you know, him saying, tell me something new, Mike. I mean, we've been saying this, man. We see what you see. We understand the game. We see what's going on. We see that Derek Carr struggled mightily during the season. We've seen that, and I agree with you. You know, he didn't see the field well early on. He played better toward the back end of the season. I would love him to beat the Rams, but in the end, this is what we have here now. And now with them clearing out a lot of offensive head coaches, guess what? You got a new coach or whoever they're going to bring here from an offensive mindset that will install a whole new offense. So Michael Thomas seems to be on the outside looking in. We will see as time moves forward on what happens. But is this a shocker? Hell no, it's not a shocker. We said this. We said after the season was over with, you're going to see guys come out and voice their frustrations about the current state of the Saints, what's going on with them. You're going to see guys voice their frustrations. It's nothing new. This is nothing new. And he's right. He's right. You can't say that he's wrong. Yeah, because the ball that Carr threw out there was a sucker ass ball. You know, he did the same thing to Juwan Johnson before and Elvin Kamara before. You know, he throws the ball. He throws these erratic passes during the season when it just wasn't popping. You know, he was stinking. He was stinking up the joint with erratic passes. They were too high or too low. We did the play by play. We covered it all. I was like, damn, this guy balls is sailing either high or they're sailing low, or the guy got a stretch wheel over here to get it. You know, he wasn't very accurate during the season. You could blame it on injuries or whatever, but regardless or not, if his ball was sailing like that, he wasn't accurate. He shouldn't have been playing, man. But anyway, it is what it is. Shout out to the family on Instagram and Twitter. A big ups to you guys as well. Iber Justice, I'd hate to lose MT, but his talent deserves a better coach team that series. Yeah, indeed. All right. Katia says, fire Dennis Allen. Shout out to my Instagram family, man. T-Mom, I see you, baby. Okay, I see you. Shout out to T-Mama, man. Much love to the queen. But yeah, fam, y'all put in the description section below and let me know how you guys feel about this, about Michael Thomas's tweets. Is it really a surprise to you guys about what's really going on with Michael Thomas? And we're going to hear more as the season progresses, as the season moves on. You're going to hear more frustrations. You're going to see a few things happen in terms of the Saints roster. In terms of the trades, you're going to see quite a few things go on, because a word on the street is a lot of people are not believers in Dennis Allen and what he's doing. A lot of people outside of the building, the support family members, the faithful black and gold diehards, are not happy about how this team has ran from the top. And I, like I said, I coined the term the general mismanager, which is Mickey Loomis, who's not really a general manager. He's just a VP masquerading as a general manager. But in the end, a lot of people are not happy about what they see. So, like I said, and I'm going to tell you guys this, everybody this, is that I don't think you should have a approach going into the season like, you know, being down or whatnot. No, just enjoy this and watch the truth come out, because that's all it is. We've been right by year one. We've been right about year two, and they haven't. So year three, we will see everything, because he ran out of time this upcoming year. There's no way Loomis can protect him. He has to win. And you got all this other stuff going on. We shall see, because this will be an incredibly difficult season. Now, here, I've seen the schedule, but I'm not buying any of that with everybody looking to tune up and get better. NFC South got some really good coaches that have been added to, kind of fixing on their stuff here. What do the Saints do? It's going to be interesting. But nothing surprising on Mike Thomas's tweets or whatnot. Nothing surprising there at all. He's voicing his opinion about what's going on. He's lost faith and confidence in the New Orleans Saints organization, the brass. And so there's several other players that we'll hear down the line as well. All right, so big ups to the fam. I see you, Chantel. Shout out to you, Brother Clarence, Dana, Angelique. Good to see you. Yeah, that's right. I seen that. He called him out name. He doesn't like Jeff Duncan. You know, he called out Duncan before. And we've talked about that. He told him what he told him that time. We played that interview with. He said, "Oh yeah, you the one that be writing that bull." Then treated him quite nastily as he proceeded to try to ask Mike Thomas questions, and it just didn't fly right. So, yeah, so it wouldn't be safe to say that. Yes, I don't think he likes Jeff Duncan very much. That's to be honest with you. But yeah, Mike Thomas is not wrong here in terms of what he's saying, or what he's tweeting rather, to social media. He's right on the money about Derek Carr. We've said that. I don't know how many times I've said that about Derek Carr, about his passes sailing and him. And like I said, the numbers and all this kind of stuff for my Derek Carr promoters, you got to admit, it took him way too long to catch this offense. This is supposed to be a QB-friendly offense. And it took him all the way to, like, the last month of games before you actually start seeing him pick that up. And just when he started picking it up, you get Carmichael out, you got to put somebody else in. So, my goodness, if it took him that damn long to learn it last year, could you imagine what it's going to look like next year on the whole new offensive coordinator? And it very well might be John Gruden. We don't know who it's going to be. You know, word on the street is this Gruden. They're waiting for Gruden to pop loose, but with his court stuff. But in the end, man, we shall see. We shall see. We shall see. No hiring. No hirings yet on that. All right. So anyway, with that being said, man, listen, I'm gonna get ready to get out of here. I didn't want to talk to you, you know, be on here and hold y'all guys too long. I'll be back on the Monday stream as well. And like I said, I got a mock video, the first mock that I'm releasing to the TSC and the Patreon family members. I'm finishing up the editing on it. So that'll be good to go for tomorrow, and also do a live stream tomorrow. We'll talk more about it as well. So much love to the fam. I appreciate y'all chiming in. Y'all do me a service. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Much love, and I'm gonna holler at y'all later. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.